And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, September the 21st, 2011. Some anniversaries in the world of publishing. The most famous, most reprinted newspaper editorial published on this day, 1897, the Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus column in the New York Sun in response to a letter from an eight-year-old girl in New York City. Is there a Santa Claus? The reporter Francis Church wrote his famous reply to little Virginia O'Hanlon, saying, "He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist, and you know that they abound and give your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias." Virginia lived at 115 West 95th Street in New York, and she grew up to be a schoolteacher in New York City. 1970, on this date, the New York Times came out with a new section called the Op-Ed page, opposite the editorial page, devoted to the columns of outside writers. It's the birthday of the man who created Penguin Books, Sir Alan Lane, born Bristol, England, 1902. 1935, he was waiting for a train, looking for something to read on the train. All he could find was magazines and reprints of Victorian novels, and he came up with the idea of publishing low-quality volumes of great contemporary fiction, hoping to democratize literature. It's the birthday of Herbert George Wells, H.G. Wells, born Brumley, England, 1866, one of the fathers of modern science fiction, who wrote The Time Machine, The Island of Dr. Moreau, and The War of the Worlds. H.G. Wells, a socialist with a strong interest in biology. He died just before his 80th birthday, having lived long enough to see much of the future he had imagined in the real world. And it's the birthday of Stephen King, born Portland, Maine, 1947. Graduated from college, worked in an industrial laundry for a year, then got a job teaching high school English, and 2 years later he sold the paperback rights for his first novel, Carrie, which enabled him to quit his job and write full-time. The author of over 50 bestsellers, his most recent Full Dark, No Stars, a collection of four stories, and this fall he will publish 11-22-63, a novel about Kennedy's assassination. Stephen King, who said, "The road to hell is paved with adverbs." Here's a poem for today by Mary Ruffel, Magnificat. O Lord, I did walk upon the earth, and my footprints did keep pace with the rain, and I did note, where orange birds flew up from the puddles thou hast made, and where the toads leaped from your trenches. But nowhere was there that I could go, for I could not rise from the firmament upon which I was placed, and nowhere could I. So I kept until I could no more straight, then bent, said, I am down to make room for the more, and you, half-hearing, did send me down into the soul of another by mistakes, and I would like to thank you for it from where I lie, risen in the eye of the other. Magnificat by Mary Ruffel, from her selected poems, published by Wave Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Heather McPherson. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.